Hello, my name's Barry. I would like to welcome you to Christianity Explained, where my goal is to share biblical principles and ideas to help you with your walk with Jesus. Today's topic is interesting, and I kind of have to thank, with expectation, Audible, especially their membership program, that because I have to tell you, when I was researching this topic yesterday, I had to read. And for me, print is like, it's kind of time consuming. Thanks to Audible's membership, I was able to get the book for free as part of my first-time membership, plus the one credit that they give every month. This should speed up the process for me. So I am going to give that thanks, and since they are sponsoring and helping me to earn a little extra money. You'll see a link to the free trial in the description below and a link to the book itself. Now, word of appreciation is a lot more than just thanking the sponsor, which I guess is a good idea. Because they didn't have to. And it, also, they're taking a risk with this. So, in terms of what Dr. Gary Chapman is talking about, it's this. Each individual has a love language. What the heck is a love language, you may be asking, especially if you never heard of the book or the idea. Each individual has a language where we communicate love and we receive it. And Dr. Gary Chapman said he noticed five broad categories. And they are broad because there are plenty of nuances in between. They are each, and I'm going to stick with word of affirmation. I'm going to explain that in just a moment. This word of affirmation, the quality time, a gift, act of service, and touch. So what the heck is word of affirmation? Well, you saw a simple example earlier where I was being thankful and appreciating what someone was doing, even though it seemed rather commercial. But in relationship, it's a lot more than that. It's the word of appreciation that we express to one's spouse or a friend. I can't drive, and I've kind of prompted in my research to say, you know what, did I thank my one friend whose language is word of affirmation? He appreciates that because it means a lot. To people when they hear it. I admittedly don't always think, and I'm the kind of guy who probably need a elbow jab. See what I mean? That's because that's not my primary language, I guess. So I still it's no excuse. The reality is this, and I definitely brought it out in the blog post, is that we all speak each one of those languages to one degree or net or less. Even though mine is quality time, yeah, I do appreciate affirmation because guess what? I like to have my effort appreciated. I like doing that, hearing that. I just don't think to communicate sometimes. But that's not the end all be all for me. But for someone whose love language is affirmation, it's more like, send them to the moon. They make it feel like, yes, feel good. Especially when it comes from their loved one, when it comes from their parents, or those, it means way more to them. And yes, unfortunately, it could also make you sensitive to the dark side of that. And that's where people put out insults. With me, You're lucky I don't nail back, because insults aren't going to affect me too much. It's not my primary language. But somebody else, it's going to hurt a lot more because it goes in deeper than that. Don't even think about it. Because if you think they're all going to go, think again. There are some word affirmation type who have a mouth who say, okay, you want to be insulting to me? Your butt is popped, dude! Oh! That's why I say, think before you open your mouth on that. Okay? And it is true. And it is not fun. And another problem for some who have that is that when they're hurt, it's a tendency to want to hold on to it more. Why? Because words are more valuable. It's more important to that person than it is to someone else. So I would say, if you have a loved one or somebody who you care about, that, okay, they seem like extra hurt. Don't say, oh, does it get up? No, it takes a little time. All you have to do is encourage them. Hey, I know it hurts you, but I'll help you get through with it. Encourage them to let go. By the way, you're using word of affirmation to help them with the healing process. Another part would be the act of forgiving and saying, Father, I choose to forgive them, but they know not what they're doing. Easier said than done, I know. But I want to encourage you to do that. And that's all. Is not your relationship more important than being right? Now, I think that was the whole point. Here's another tip for a word of affirmation. And whether you're the one who craves it or not, let's say I get married to someone. Guess what? My spouse is probably not going to be quality time. He might be word of affirmation. Guess what? I have to learn how to communicate and respect to her love language, and she needs to communicate with me in mine. Yeah. Yeah. I can't say, why don't you just speak my language? No. I have to learn her. She has to learn me. And part of that is communicating. Because she's not going to automatically know unless she actually spent time and I told her that. Before anybody gotten wind of this or I learned it, I wouldn't have known that I was quality time. All right? Same thing with the word of affirmation person. They just might seem very sensitive to you. And all the while, that's what it was. Here's a nice little tip that I found out from Dr. Gary Chapman's book, and that's this. If you're trying to... He told the interesting story where a wife was upset that her husband didn't paint the bedroom. Her message was, I'm going to nag him to death. I'm going to keep after him until he get off his lazy butt and do what I'm asking. Ah! Well, it never worked. So Dr. Chapman gave her two very simple advice. It was challenging. She wasn't happy, but she ended up doing it. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe a kind word and not nagging to death. Now, let me pound it some sense into you, boy. Not that, just, wow, let me give him some kind words. It's like, wow, she appreciates what I do. Wow, you know what? He eventually did. I do want you to read. There's some good, useful insights in there. And yes, it does help, especially if the person is And yeah, I'm aware of some, I'd say. Yeah. I'm hearing the word narcissism, probably because somebody wants to be appreciated, me. But they also realize you need to communicate outward. That's true. I would definitely, if you're really interested in getting involved, I hope you'll come back for the next video, because I will focus on quality time. But more importantly, I definitely recommend getting into a group where you can, especially a relationship building group, where you can learn about these things, especially with love language. And it's very applicable to anybody. It's not, he didn't write it in a way where I'm thinking, oh, I kind of realized there was a lot of Christian principle. I picked up on some of the clues that were there, but it wasn't like, like you could see here, I have some plain clear ones. It wasn't that blatantly obvious. Yes, I was pointing. Well, you're not going to see the hand cross, but you certainly are going to see that right there. I have to look at my my monitor. I'm so thankful for the YouTubers that I pay attention to, especially the gaming people. They're more helpful than they ever imagined. Well, I want to thank you for your time and hope you enjoy this video. And I hope you trust you'll go and read the blog post. You'll enjoy it. And let me know what you think in the comments below. All right. Thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day. See you when I see ya.